CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to low Earth orbit with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black, following space engineering and space exploring. First, Bob, a very good evening to you. What is Momentus and what have they done?
Momentus is one of, I don't know, maybe a half to a dozen orbital servicing companies. This providing orbital tug services for other satellites, or removal of space junk, or robotic repair of satellites. There's a whole bunch of companies trying to do this work, and some are succeeding. And Momentus now joins the crowd that's succeeding. They put up an orbital tug in April. This was not their first. It's called the Vigoride. And this is not their first. Earlier ones had been launched, but for a variety of technical reasons, they were unable to complete their demo mission to prove that this tug could maneuver in space. But the tug that was launched in April has now successfully used its water ionizing thrusters to raise the orbit of the tug, as well as a satellite that it's got as a payload, which it's going to release when it gets to the right orbit. What's interesting about this is several things. One, they're demonstrating that they have a viable tug operation where they can shift secondary payloads from the initial orbit to the orbit that the secondary wants. You don't get the orbit you want when you're a secondary payload, but if you got a tug that can take you there, that's great. And this is ionized thrusters, which, though not quick about what they do, are very efficient and can move in many ways that chemical rockets can't. And so you can change the inclination of an orbit, which is very power expensive, but you can do it. And so they've now tested this. Now, what makes it even more interesting, it's water ionized, which means the fuel is water. They use electrical current to ionize the water into gas, and then it is released. And the water, as a fuel, is a lot easier to take care of than anything like liquid methane or kerosene or any of the other chemicals. Water, it's really easy to manage that. So they've successfully done this now, and they've got another mission already scheduled to bring a payload into orbit and to move it, satellites, to different orbits. And so they are demonstrating the capability here, John. It's very successful.
Bob, does this mean it can rescue satellites that have been inserted into the wrong orbit? I remember there's been a couple of failures like that.
As this industry develops, companies like Momentus and others, and we'll get to this right now, are going to be able to offer such services. Absolutely correct. If for whatever reason you launch and your upper stage fails and you're in the wrong orbit, a orbital tug like this could go up and replace the failed engine and move it into place. And that brings us to our second story, which involves Momentus and another one of these tug servicing, orbital servicing companies, Astroscale. These two last year, NASA put out a request for proposals, request for information about missions to potentially extend the life of the Hubble Space Telescope. Sometime in the next decade or so, probably in the early 30s, Hubble's orbit is going to decay enough that it won't be safe and it's going to fall to the Earth. And so NASA's original plan, when the government ran everything in space, was to propose and build a orbit deorbit mission, which would go up, attach an engine, and burn Hubble up in the atmosphere over the ocean. Really, that's the government. That's how the government conceives things. But now the government doesn't run anything. Now the government's just the customer. NASA put out this request for private companies to propose ways to extend Hubble's life, to raise its orbit so it wouldn't die. And two orbital tug companies, Momentus, we've already talked about, and Astroscale, we've talked about in previous appearances, have partnered to propose a servicing mission to the Hubble Space Telescope to boost the orbit. Astroscale, since we haven't talked about them today, is a company that is Japanese-based, but it has American operation as well. And its idea is to remove space junk from orbit. That's its number one purpose. It's been advocating and testing in orbit a capture device that it wants satellite builders to put on their satellites. And the capture device would be used for their robot to capture the satellite and then deorbit it, or possibly raise its orbit and do other kinds of things. Now, Hubble doesn't have the capture device, but Momentus has an orbital servicing vehicle that they use, and Astroscale has rendezvous and docking technology that they could use, and they put the two together to propose a mission that would dock with Hubble and then raise its orbit, and then use that capability to clear any debris that might be in the new orbit that Hubble is in, and then propose this. Now, NASA hasn't made any decisions. Others are going to propose as well, but these are two orbital servicing companies that are now taking advantage of the technology developed to try to get new business and save Hubble.
In the event that NASA does not approve of this very bold proposal, is there a mechanism to sell Hubble to a private enterprise that could then enlist Momentus to take it into a new orbit? In other words, can we commercialize Hubble?
This would be if NASA had any interest in commercializing Hubble, and NASA has absolutely no interest in doing that at all. And in a sense, I don't think it needs to. NASA and the astronomical community that runs Hubble have done a very good job, and you wouldn't want to take that away from them. What has to happen is NASA has to keep its mind on being a customer. It has a need. It wants to save Hubble and then hire companies to do it. Now, this is one proposal. There's going to be others. And NASA will then be able to pick and choose which company it wishes to hire to do the job. And I guarantee none of the proposals from private enterprise are going to propose deorbiting Hubble and burning it up. They're all going to come up with a solution that will raise the orbit and keep the telescope operating. And so we're looking at something I predicted and have written about repeatedly, both in my book, Universe in a Mirror, and many times on Behind the Black, that Hubble is a telescope that refuses to die. People have been trying to kill this telescope since the day it was conceived, and instead it just keeps getting longer and longer, and life expands endlessly, John, and that's because it's doing something that no one else can do.
To remind, Bob is the author of the Hubble biography, Universe in a Mirror. We now go to another commercial space interpretation of low and medium and high Earth orbit, clear space. What is clear space, Bob?
Clear space is Europe's attempt to develop a private company to do this kind of work, remove space junk. But because it's European, it's slow and it's really taking too long to get things done. Clear Space is a private company. They obtained a contract from the European Space Agency to demonstrate the ability to remove a piece of debris left behind by one of their Vega launches in the past. It's not in anyone's way, but it's a good piece of equipment in orbit that they can use to demonstrate the capability of removing space junk. The problem is the European Space Agency is insisting that Clear Space launch on an Ariane space rocket. So they signed a deal to go up as a secondary payload on a Vega C rocket. The problem is, one, Vega C failed on its last launch and hasn't launched again. Second, it's expendable, and therefore it's more expensive than other options, so it's having difficulty getting customers. And since Clear Space's robot will be a secondary payload, they've got to get a primary payload first before they can launch. And on top of that, that primary payload has got to agree to go into an orbit that will work well with the secondary payload, the robot. It's going to be hard to do. It's going to be very hard to do. And it means that they're looking at a 26 launch right now, 2026. Well, I think by 26, 3 years from now, there's going to be a whole range of space junk removal and orbital tug companies from the U.S. and elsewhere already in operation making money. And Clear Space is going to be coming to the game very, very late. That's how Europe seems to operate.
Bob, remind me what a Vega C is.
Vega C is, Ariane Space has a family of rockets. It used to launch most of its payloads on the big Ariane 5. That only has, I think, one more launch to go before it's retired. They were going to replace that with the Ariane 6. Ariane 6 has not launched yet. The Vega C was a smaller rocket in their family of rockets that was supposed to be more efficient and cheaper. It has only launched twice. The second launch was a failure. It is also expendable, so it doesn't compete very well with the reusable rockets being developed right now.
And all of this commercial space activity, this is pushing towards commercializing orbit, right, Bob? That's what we're really looking at, transferring the assets in low Earth orbit into the hands of private enterprise that can then either enhance them or maintain a security or safe conditions, which do not now exist, correct?
To a certain extent. I mean, most of stuff in orbit is commercial already, but what is going on here is that the government is increasingly turning to private enterprise to accomplish what the government itself tried to accomplish for the last 50 years and didn't do a very good job. And so now they're realizing they can get a much better bang for the buck if they hire private companies to do it. And this is what Europe's attempt is here. But once again, the government is interfering with the private enterprise by forcing them to use a specific rocket to launch. And that makes their life more difficult. That makes them less competitive with other people. If you're being the customer, you shouldn't set limits on the company you hire that will make it difficult for that company to make a profit. You should try not to do that. But Europe's doing it.
Another success for Rocket Lab. What have they done, Bob?
Rocket Lab is a rocket company, one of the new commercial rocket companies. Is an American company, but has launched mostly from New Zealand. Their Electron rocket this past weekend put up two hurricane monitoring CubeSats for NASA called Tropics. This is going to be part of a four-satellite constellation to provide constant monitoring of the state of hurricanes on the ground. This contract for four satellites is going to be a second launch in just a couple of weeks to put the last two satellites up by Rocket Lab. The original contract was with Astra. Astra was going to launch these, but Astra has now pulled its rocket from the market and has developed some more powerful rocket. So the contract went to Rocket Lab instead, and they were successful in putting these first the two up, and they'll put the second two up in a few weeks. Private company once again doing the launch. And the interesting thing about this is CubeSats. NASA is demonstrating the use of tiny CubeSats as weather satellites. You save a lot of money if you can do this with a small satellite, John.
This is history now. The mobile launch platform used during the Apollo program to transport Saturn V is, Bob, why do they want to demolish it?
It's not being used. It's a piece of junk, basically, sitting in the vehicle assembly building for decades. There were three mobile launches during the Apollo program used to move the Saturn V from the vehicle assembly building to the launch pad. And one has already been demolished and salvaged. The second of the two has been sitting in the vehicle assembly building, but Boeing needs that space for assembling core stages for the Artemis program, the SLS core stages. So it's got to get moved, and there's no place really to put it. And so NASA has decided that this is the thing to do, is to have it salvaged, to take it apart. They looked into possibly moving it to the visitor center so that tourists could walk on it, which would have been cool, I agree, but it wasn't safe. It's old and not in great shape, and it would be dangerous for tourists to walk around on it. And to make it safe was just too expensive, and it wouldn't pay off. So they're going to have it removed, scrapped. And that's fine with me. You know, if it's in the way and it's going to prevent new things from being built by the new generation today, the people who built it would be appalled if we were preventing the present generation from creating new things because we wanted to keep a piece of junk from the past. So it launched moved the Apollo Saturn V. That's nice, but that's past. Let's move on to the future.
Bob, one man's junk is another man's theme for a restaurant. So I could see you building a whole complex around this tower itself. It's part of history.
It's true. It's only the platform. The tower is gone. They've removed the tower already a long time ago. But the platform itself, yeah, you could see making a mall out of it possibly, but there's a lot of money. And no one seems interested in investing that money. And to be honest, it wouldn't really sell that many tickets to the mall, very honestly, in the end. I think good economy here. You got to take the bet, you know, efficiency. Just because it feels good doesn't make it a smart decision. And just because we'd like to save this for history doesn't make it a smart decision.
I'll be looking on eBay. We go now to China. China's space program is military, so it's non-transparent. China's military is the product of a lot of information. Purloined is the polite term.
Stolen.
Yes, that's the other term. And now China's X-37B. Bob, is this just like the old X-37B that we've talked about for years?
Yeah, the X-37B, the fleet of two Boeing-built X-37Bs that the military flies in space. I don't even know if there's one up there right now. I think there is. Yes, it's been up there for like 3 years. The China obviously copied it, and they built their own X-37B. They did a flight earlier this year for 4 days, not this year, last year. And then they flew again, and they launched it 80 days ago, and over the weekend they brought it back and landed it. And so their mini reusable a copy of the Boeing X-37B has now completed a flight of 276 days. As you say, it's non-transparent, John Warren. We do not know if this is a reflight of the previous or it's a second vehicle. We have no idea what they put on it. And once again, this can be used for many, many different things because you not only can bring payloads into orbit for a period of time, but then you can bring them back to Earth and look at how space affected them. So there's a lot of knowledge you can gain from something like this. You can also use it for a lot of other military reasons as well. So anyway, it has now completed that flight. It's come back, and it's definitely, as you say, China doesn't do anything original. It copies everything.
Yes, copy tagger, we're calling it. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.